A very good morning, this is Nigel D'Souza, and you're listening in to CNBC TV 18 podcast. While the US markets, they ended in the red on global trade fears, though they came off the session's lows, as investor worries about the US-China trade war decreased towards the end of the session. Asian markets as well, they're in a bit of a tizzy early this morning, but the biggest positive for the bulls is that Brent crude prices have cooled off by nearly around 3.5% over the past weekend. Well, in terms of flows, the FIIs continue selling. The DIIs, they have kept the markets afloat. They have pumped in money in the past week. In fact, they pumped in nearly around 4,000 crores odd in the past week, while the FIIs, they net sold nearly around 5,300 crores odd. Well, in Friday's trading session, the Nifty eked out gains thanks to tech heavies, Infosys as well as TCS. Post details were disclosed about the buyback. Stripped of the tech heavyweights though, the Nifty would have ended with a cut of around 20 points odd. Yes, the FIIs are selling in the cash market, but the action has been mixed in the derivatives market. They have bought 3 puts for every 1 call bought, and they wrote more calls while they unwound some puts. The real pressure though for the Indian markets has been witnessed in the broader markets, with the mid-cap and the small-cap space correcting by nearly around 13 to around 20%, though the headline index, that's the Nifty, has corrected just around 3.5% from its all-time peak. Keep in mind, the Nifty has been a relative outperformer if we compare ourselves with the emerging market basket. Last week itself, the Nifty managed some green, while most emerging markets like the Russian, the Brazilian, as well as the Chinese index, all of them ended with cuts of around 1.5% to around 3% odd. What are the key levels then you're looking out for on the Nifty? Support is seen at lower levels, that's at the 50 DMA. That comes in at around 10,638 odd, while the 100 DMA as well should be a firm support in the near term. That comes in at around 10,557. While a close above the 10,850 to around 10,900 levels, those are crucial levels for the bulls, and they'll be looking to conquer those levels. Well, stocks we're focusing on today include the oil marketing companies. They could get a leg up as Brent crude prices cooled over the weekend, so we need to track BPCL, HPCL, as well as IOC. JSPL ended Friday's session with a sharp cut, but the stock will be in focus as Naveen Jindal tells CNBC TV18 that consultants have advised him to demerge the steel, power and overseas businesses. He adds though that the demerger will be done at an appropriate time. Also keep an eye out on Vedanta. The stock will be in focus as it gets included in the Sensex, while Dr. Reddy's becomes the third pharma stock to exit the Sensex. Additionally, Dr. Reddy's will be in focus as the US court restrains Dr. Reddy's from selling the generic variants of Subaxone. NBCC also submitted bids in response to the Department of Investment and Public Asset Management invite for strategic divestment of HSCC as well as EPIL. And finally, PNC Infra should be on your radar as the government earlier declared them as L1 bidders for Purvanchal Express project, but now that stands cancelled. This is Nigel D'Souza signing off and wishing you a super Monday and a rocking week ahead.